Welcome back to another sikum, a synopsis on another beautiful daf Gemara, Kiddushin daf Gimel. We're talking about the language in the Mishnah, the first four words, Ha'isha niknes b'shalosh drachim. We discussed Ha'isha niknes shalosh. Why the word derech? And the Gemara tells us either because derech could be used for lashon zachar and akeva, depending on what we're talking about, and bia ikri derech. We're focusing now on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, because derech means the way. The typical way is that a husband seeks out a wife and not a wife seeking out a husband. And in fact, that fits right in to an esrog. Now, this is very interesting. We're going to learn some beautiful halachas here. The esrog tree cannot survive just on rainwater. It needs added irrigation, just like a vegetable. Where other trees, it's enough just rainwater. And therefore, an esrog tree is similar to a regular tree for three things, arla, revai, and shemitah, and similar to vegetables for meiser. What is meiser? We're talking specifically meiser sheni and meiser ani. That is, if a person has produce, he should give approximately 2% to the kohen, that's called truma, 10% to the levi, that's called meiser, and then whatever's left over, he takes 10%, and either he gives it to himself on years 1, 2, 4, or 5 in the shemitah cycle, or he gives the 10% to a poor person in years 3 and 6 in the Shemitah cycle. Now, a tree goes basar chanata, when it blooms. So we determine the year, how many years, arla is a 3-year period where you can't benefit from the fruits. We determine the year by when it starts blooming. A vegetable, we determine when you pick the vegetable. So an esrog goes by when you pick it. If you pick it, let's say in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, then you would give yourself the 10%. If you pick the esrog in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, then you'd give the meiser to the ani. Because when it comes to meiser, it goes like a vegetable, basar, likita. So the word derech makes sense here because the derech, the way of the esrog tree is that it uses irrigation water, not just rainwater. However, the Gemara doesn't like this pshat because when it comes to a koi is an animal, according to one shita, that had a mother who's a deer and a father who's a goat. And the Gemara tells us that it's similar to behema in one way, similar to chai in another way, similar to both, and that is a behema. You don't cover its blood after shechita, but you're not permitted to eat its chelev, its fats. A chaya is the exact opposite. Venison, you could eat venison fat, and you must cover its blood. So we're going to go to chumra in everything. We don't know what a chaya is. Is it a deer or is it a goat? So you must cover its blood, and you cannot eat its chelev. It requires shechita like both of them, and you can't do harva, can mate them with other animals, not like a goat or a deer. But over here, the word derech doesn't apply. It's not the way of anything. The same thing is that we have a derech that a get of a woman is similar to the get shichur of a slave. Over there, once again, the word derech doesn't apply. The way of a get is similar to a shichur. So therefore, the Gemara goes on to a whole other pshat. When you have a distinction in things, like in our Mishnah, a woman could be acquired in three ways, but not chuppah. So therefore, we use the word derech. Now, if it's similar in everything, then we use the word davar. The Gemara goes in and says, why does the Mishnah tell us a number? A woman can be acquired in three ways. We know how to count. It must come to exclude something, and it comes to exclude, you cannot acquire a woman for erusin through chuppah. Chuppah is reserved only for nisuin. According to Rav Huna, it comes to exclude chalipin. That's kinyan sudar. Like we do at a chasana, we lift up a handkerchief or something, and you make a kinyan like that. Now, even though you can use chalipin to purchase a field, but since it can be done with a handkerchief that's worth less than a shava pruta, a woman will not be mekadesh herself with it, as Rashi says, gnayula. She feels belittled by that. According to Tosfos, the Gemara had a havamina that chalipin works as a kinyan kesef, and from the fact that you see that it could be worth less than a shavah pruta, you see it's not a kinyan kesef. What about the number in the seif? It says v'koynes atzma b'shtei drachim. It comes to exclude chalitza. Chalitza is how a yavama could get out of being nesiyavim to the yavam by removing the yavam shoe. That doesn't work by a regular woman. Why? Because it says in the pasuk sefer krisos. The only way to divorce a woman is with a sefer, with a get. You think you could learn a kal v'chomer from yavama? We don't. How do you know they could acquire a woman with kesef, with money? As we said yesterday, we learned from v'yatza chinam ein kesef. Chinam for free ein kesef means without money, which is redundant. So since we have this redundancy, we have extra words, we learn when a amavriya leaves her master, she leaves without money, but there is a situation where a girl will leave her master, meaning her father. The father does receive money. Now, certainly if she's a ketana, less than the age of 12, then the money goes to the father. By a naira, a girl who's over 12 with simanim, it makes sense that just like when she leaves as a ama, tzidik havasam emayet, so too her father receives money. Now, when she leaves her father's domain for nedarim, that is, if she makes a vow, her father, when she was younger, could be made for the nether. Now, when she gets engaged, so the father no longer is completely responsible for the hafara, for annulling the vow. He has to do it together with the chasan, the arus. Now from the pasuk binurea beisavia, that when she's a nara, she's in her father's domain, that's said by nedarim. And we cannot learn kiddushin, mamanus, from nedarim. So just because the father could annul a neder doesn't mean that a father receives the money of the kiddushin. Why? Because you don't learn mammon from iser. We also don't learn the fact that the maisi yadayim of an ara, when she goes out and works and she earns money, that it goes to the father. We can't learn that from nedarim. What about the fact that if somebody violates a girl, oynes mefata, he has to pay the father 50 kesef. That's a knas. A knas is a chiddush. It's not something that's self-understood, and therefore we cannot learn from there kiddushin. The fact that the father receives the added boishes of gam when somebody violates his daughter, that's because it's his, because he could give her over to a mukashchin, somebody that doesn't look very good, and that's included in boishes of gam, and you see that he's in that parasha. And Rabbi Yisai, with that, we're finished. Daf Gimel. Have a wonderful day.